Hey guys, welcome to Conversations. I'm your co-host, Jess Bridgerodge.
And I'm Richie Tobin. And today we're talking about the spookiest time of year, the Halloween season. Jess, what's going on with you this Halloween?
So, okay, you know how like I feel like everybody thinks typical college people like have their like costumes planned out months in advance?
Yeah, I have.
You're crazy. You are so crazy for that because I just put mine together like today. So one night I know I'm going to be a bunny. And then I just literally have the airs. I'm wearing a black dress, so call me basic, whatever. And then another night, you guys like know the movie Spring Breakers. You know how that was like,
yep,
a trend?
Yep.
I feel like that's so basic. Pull all those items out of my closet. And you know what? We have two solid ones right now. And I think another night might just be a vampire. We're all black in my leather jacket. Sam, like.
Yeah, no, that's a fit. That's a
fit. Yeah. You know, I am so cheap when it comes to this stuff. Like, I don't want to buy anything. But you have four. So, like, go
off.
I love
Halloween. I have, yeah. Fits on fits on fits on fits, and like they're like decked out high key, except I have a tragic news. I just lost a fit.
No,
like I had these planned out. I've had this planning out like with my friends since July, August. Like these ideas have gone deep. So one of the ones that just failed, I was supposed to be at Auntie's. We were doing like a Breaking Bad thing.
Oh.
And so I was gonna be Walter White. I got a bald cap. It looks terrible. It's literally like just a balloon sliced in half. Like, don't buy bald caps off of Amazon because it does not look good. And then I literally just can't even wear it now. Like, I'm debating just going out, doing a different fit one of the days. We're switching things around now because...
Why would you ever want to be bald on Halloween?
Oh, I would love to be bald if it looked good. It doesn't look like a bald. It looks like a hat. Like, it's...
Ew.
It doesn't look... It's not a bald. I don't know. It just looks awful. If I had a picture, I'd show you, but... The rest of my fits are pretty good. I got Super Mario.
Okay.
I got Super Mario. My roommate's going as Luigi.
I love that.
My other roommate's going as Toad. And then my girlfriend's going as Princess Peach. So we got a fits for that.
Aww.
Then I'm doing a Harry Potter thing. Of course I'm Harry Potter. I got the glasses and the hair. You know, I got the fit going on. So I'm hitting Harry Potter. I'm literally just got to grab a stick. And then I have like a robe and like the Gryffindor tie. And then my girlfriend's blonde. She's doing Draco Malfoy, and she's, like, slicking it back.
Oh, my God.
So we're doing, like, couples costumes for that. And then I'm doing Rick and Morty with my roommate. And so I'm doing Rick, and I have, like, this big blue spiky wig and a lab coat. And that one looks pretty good. Honestly, I think that's my best fit. Like, that, I nailed that one.
Why did you go all out? Like, do you just love Halloween?
Yes, I mean, I do, and I did go all out. But I will say I cheated a little. I've done Mario before, and I've done Harry Potter before. So those are both very easy for me.
Gotcha.
All I had to buy was really the Rick outfit, but I rerun fits, you know what I mean? People don't see me every Halloween, so they don't know what I was wearing. I like to dress. It's fun. It's fun to get in character. Super Mario is kind of a hilarious one, too. It's like a fat suit, so
ew.
I'm, like, huge in it. It's going to be fun.
Speaking of Halloween fun, one of my friends, A.V. Evans, is here. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. So tell us a bit about yourself.
So I am from Spotsylvania, Virginia, and I'm studying, well, I'm in the journalism program and with a double major in poli sci.
Awesome. And are you 3+1?
Yes, 3+1.
Oh, she's smart like that. And what are you getting your master's in?
Maybe PR. I think PR is good, yeah.
We love. As someone who's a double major, you know, with PR media studies, we love to hear it. So tell us about your costume ideas for this weekend.
Ooh, okay. So me and my suite, we decided last minute that we're going to do a suite costume the second night. So the first night we're going as bunnies, and then the second night we're going as drinks, all going as different drinks, different beverages. but I don't know how that's going to play out since we never plan things all the way through. So I'll probably have to go to Party City. And
that sounds like a fun one, though. What drink are you going as?
I don't know. I bought a white dress, so...
Water.
I could get like a blue belt or something.
Yeah, honestly, and write H2O on your
exactly.
arm or something like
Done.
That. Easy, you know, it's cheap, it's affordable.
Exactly, and I'm cheap too, and I don't like going out and buying things. So.
Same way. That's why, Richie, I was so shocked when you spent money and I didn't.
I mean, it wasn't too much. I really just, I spent like probably $25 on the whole fit. Because it was just Rick. I mean, I make a lot of, like, short movies and stuff, so I have a lot of random props and things. Like, I already owned a lab coat. I already owned a lot of stuff. So all I had to buy was that Rick wig and then a bald cap, which even looked awful. And that's why you don't Amazon bald caps.
Right, right.
Word to the wise.
And what's your other idea?
So if that doesn't go through, I'm probably going to go to Party City, get like little Halo, little Angel Wing, and try to play that off somehow. But yeah.
Yeah.
I'm crossing my fingers and that it works.
And growing up, did you always like Halloween and dressing up and going like trick-or-treating and stuff?
Honestly, this is going to sound so crazy, but where I grew up, it was very religious. So if you like celebrate Halloween, oh no. Like it was like a big thing where it's like, my mom was like, we don't celebrate.
Oh man.
Right. But she would still go out, buy like the pumpkin things for trick-or-treating and buy candy. So I was like, oh, okay.
It was a low-key Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. And then like, I guess like high school, when I actually wanted to start like dressing up, it was more of like the head to toe you're covered type thing. So yeah.
Wow.
No, but yeah. So you never went like trick or treating or anything like that?
No, the most that I've been like quote unquote trick or treating is going around my mom's office and asking like people for candy.
Whoa. Hey, that's still an experience right there.
Oh my God. But I feel like I was kind of like the similar way, like what you said in high school, like the head to toe thing. I remember when I was little, like I had this crazy witch costume. Like I was going to pop off like my 5-year-old self. Like I looked adorable. And my mom, it was like short sleeved, and she made me wear a long sleeve shirt under it because she said it was too cold. And my dad was like, wear a jacket, your hat, scarf, and gloves because it was so cold. God forbid in New York, it's like 30 degrees and they're like, it's gonna snow. And one year it did snow on Halloween where I'm from in New York.
Snow on Halloween.
Yeah, so like I was that kid in like the winter outfit that you couldn't even see the costume, which was so sad. And that's why I feel like I don't love Halloween that much. Like I don't hate it, I'm not like the Grinch or anything, but I don't, it's just like another day, another dawn, you know? Like, what about you, Richie?
Oh, Halloween's like my favorite holiday. This is like one of the best seasons. I don't know. I just love the fall leaves, all the colors, the pumpkins, the costumes, the candy. I'm big on candy.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a bowl of candy at my house since October 1st, and I've munched it all up. I had like 4 bags. Now I got to buy more for the kids. I've recently heard, I thought I was a Halloween pro. You know what I mean? I thought I knew all this stuff. But my roommates were telling me recently, have you guys ever heard of Mischief Night?
I haven't.
I've never heard of this either. So it's not, you're making me feel better that I didn't know. But I think it's like a New Jersey, kind of New Yorkish thing.
Mm-mm.
Where it's like the day before Halloween. So the 30th, you go out and you like cause mischief when you're kids. Mm. That's how people like, I mean, bad things like TP and egg cars and stuff like that and whatever. But they were like, yeah, that was the day we caused mischief when we were like from ages 6 to 10 or 12 or something like that. And I've never heard of that, and I feel like I missed out. I wanted to cause some mischief. Why didn't we have that? We were good kids in our neighborhood.
Right. And are you gonna do that like now as an adult?
Oh yeah, well now I've missed out, so I'm gonna go on my first mischief night this year, and I'm just gonna cause chaos. And I mean, the Halloween season's always the best. It also is a great time to watch movies. I do weekly movie nights with all my friends, and so we've getting into the spooky season a little bit. We've been throwing on a little scarier movies. Except I have one roommate who's actually like terrified of anything too scary. Mm-hmm. So we've been watching like the kind of basic cartoon ones, like Paranorman and stuff like that, which is a solid movie, I'm not gonna lie. But I'm trying to get into like, we have not done a big slasher, and I'm trying to hit it this week before. Trying to ease them into it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So you like the really scary stuff and like horror movies?
Oh, I love to be scared, yeah.
Oh my
God. If a movie, I mean, I'm not for like overly gruesome, like I'm not all into that. Like Saw movies and things like that, that's a little too bloody, but they're also entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the story. I like the Halloween movies, the Michael Myers. I like, Freddy and Jason and all the main heads. Gremlins we watched. I count that as it's kind of more of a Christmas movie. I count that as a Christmas movie personally, but they all told me it was Halloween, so I said, all right, we'll do it for Halloween. Because they're scared of actual horror movies. We can't do Michael Myers or anything.
Oh my God.
Which is kind of lame. I'm trying to convince them, but eh.
Yeah.
What about you?
No, I was just saying, especially getting into the Halloween season, you want to get scared.
I know, you want to get into the vibes. I want to get scared. I want to do The Conjuring. I want to see Ghosts, Paranormal Activity.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen The Shining?
Of course.
No.
Wow. No. Okay. Well, I know that's like a really spooky, like scary movie. So like, I know your roommates probably wouldn't like it. But I would say like my favorite Halloween movie of all time is Hocus Pocus. I feel like that's
see,
such a classic,
that.
Right?
Did the new one just come out?
I think maybe.
I want to say that just dropped.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know.
I haven't seen it. Hocus Pocus 2.
Right. Okay, Avi, you have a very interesting look on your face.
What is Hocus Pocus?
Whoa.
Isn't that a Disney movie?
Yeah, it's like Disney.
But it's like Halloween. It's spooky.
It's like, three witches. I don't really remember.
Yeah, it's just about like three witches.
Three witches causing chaos.
Yeah, it's like, hello? Like, what did you watch as a kid during the Halloween season?
What is that movie where it's like they were trick-or-treating and they wanted to go like in the scary house, but like it ate people?
Monster House.
Yeah.
That's a banger.
My God. I never watched that.
You never seen Monster House?
No.
Oh, that's like crazy to me. Monster House was a childhood classic.
It was so good.
Oh, my God.
It was like a mansion and ate people, and the rug was like a tongue. Yeah. And it like sucked people in. It was crazy.
I don't
like
that.
It was like kind of cool.
I loved it.
Oh, my God. Did you guys also watch that movie? I think it was called Twitches. It was a Disney original.
Twitches
with the sisters. Yeah. Oh my God, I loved that because like my sister and I were only like 18 months apart, so we're really close, and like we would literally like pretend like we were like, I was like one girl and she was the other, and we would like reenact scenes. Like, I loved that movie with all my heart. So none of you watched it?
No. Never seen Twitches.
No,
that's kind of nuts. That is crazy. But what about shows, like any spooky shows were you watching when you were little?
I mean, like, when I was little is a different question. Like, because I can think of, like, cartoons I'd watch where I'd be like, Courage the Cowardly Dog was, like, that's a little spookier. Or, like, what was the one with the Grim Reaper? Billy and Mandy. That was pretty solid. I used to watch that. That's Halloween vibes. But, no, like, TV shows now as I'm older, it's, like, harder to think. I like, the crime stuff. And that's not really Halloween at all. But I've been watching a lot of that. Just kind of getting into the... oh, suspense vibes. I've also been binging Breaking Bad. Not that it has anything to do with Halloween, but that's my current watch.
Yeah. The reason I mentioned, like, Halloween shows and stuff like that, because I know Disney did, like, remember, like, Spooktober and all that stuff?
Yes.
They would pop off, and they would have, like, certain, like, Halloween episodes, like, with Ant Farm and, like... did you guys watch That's So Raven?
Yeah, of course.
And, like, Hannah Montana, those, like...
Oh, yeah.
And they
way more
like,
those than... I don't really remember Ant Farm, but that was, like, a little later. I kind of know what you're talking about. Like, I've totally heard of it. And I think they were, like, in a school or something.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, like, I totally remember that, but...
Ant Farm and Austin Alley, their Halloween episodes would scare me when I was little.
How would they scare you?
So, the Austin Alley one, I remember it was, like, they were in this, like, haunted place or whatever, and they got, like, trapped, and I was, like, so scared. I was like, oh, my God, they're not going to make it to the concert. Like, it was so weird, but That's So Raven. Wait, Richie, you said you watched that?
Yeah.
Do you remember that Halloween one with the cake and the babysitter? Because that one scared me.
Not really.
Oh, my God. We're watching it, like, right after this because that was such a scary episode. Like, I remember, like, I thought it was real because, like, the babysitter was, like, a stalker and tried to kidnap them. But it was, like...
Wait, what?
Yes, on Disney, which is so crazy. But it in the end, it, like, ended up being a joke, so it was, like, fine. But I was, like, you know, 10-year-old self, I was spooked. I was, like, Jesus Christ. I feel like I'm kind of your roommates where I get, like, spooked out.
Scared easily. That's why I think I'm just going to, like... throw on like The Conjuring and just be like, oh yeah, this is Hocus Pocus, this is the new one. Oh, you haven't seen this? I'll just like skip the title intro and be like, oh yeah, I don't know where the witches are in this one, I bet they're coming soon.
Oh my God. You know what really scares me though, like anything like movies, shows, YouTube videos about the Ouija boards.
I love those.
Stop it.
Okay. I'm a lot more interested in that than like, again, my roommates are scared. Like, I'm not even allowed to like bust one out because they'd be like, yeah, they'd leave and like.
Oh, yes. I would be the same. Scary. I would be running. I'd be running for the hills. No way. You will never catch me with one.
No.
I would love to just like chat it up with a ghost. You know. You guys wouldn't want to talk to a ghost?
Absolutely not. Because what if it like carries with you? Like their
spirit.
What do you
mean? Then like, I would have a new friend. I'd have a new buddy chilling out. What do you mean to carry? I would love it if it carried with me.
Sometimes like you see in like the shows and stuff like that where like things are being made and things are being out of place. That's what would scare me.
Oh, well, that's like movies. You know what I mean? I'm a film major. I know how that stuff gets done. They're just trying to scare you. They're just like pushing over a carton of milk or something. They're not doing anything too cool.
Richie, it could be real. Because do you guys know the YouTuber Tana Mongeau? Her crazy stalker story.
Please, Jess, please.
You know, okay, say your opinion.
No, Tana Mongeau.
Okay.
Her ghost stories?
Yes. Did you watch those videos?
No, I turned them off so quick.
Because I know she is very like clickbaity and like she could be lying and stuff like that. But, you know, she posts videos of her crying for like 20 minutes about her stalker. I'm like, whoa. Unless she must be an amazing actress taking great lessons. Because like that, I was spooked. I don't remember how old I was. I think it was in high school. I thought that was real.
You thought it was, wait, well, a stalker is different than a ghost.
But, like, she said her stalker or ghost or whatever would like rearrange stuff in her house, and I thought that was weird.
Wait, so what was it, a stalker or a ghost?
So, like, we don't know.
Poltergeist activity, like what? Moving stuff. Like, isn't
yeah.
that the
yeah? That's like a paranormal yes. activity, and like
yeah, but like
the
like,
TV turned on.
No, that is creepy to me. Like, I don't like that at all. But you know, Tana like never, she still doesn't know till this day. She thinks what it could happened? Be a stalker. Yeah.
I don't know. Or it could just, I mean, I don't know. I guess I haven't seen the video, so I can't judge on this yeah. certain case. But mm-hmm. in general, sometimes I think I just move things and forget about it. Yeah. Like, sometimes yeah. I think it's me.
No, I'm the same way. Like, one time I, like, misplaced, like, I think my Advil or whatever, and I couldn't find it. I'm like, there's a ghost. Like, someone take my stuff. And I literally found it, like, the other day, and I was like, oh. I didn't even remember. I was like, oh, that happened.
I do that all the time. I lose my phone constantly, and I'm just like, who took my phone? And it's like in my pocket or something.
Yeah. Obviously, we have our costumes ready, you know, we're gonna hang out with friends and stuff like that. But what about for the people who like just aren't into that? What do you recommend they should do?
Get into it.
Simple as that. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I would say watch scary movies. Like mm-hmm. if you're not gonna go out, like with like dress and costumes, get spooked.
Yeah.
Like get spooked. Oh, you just totally. Have to.
That's like the big thing. Carve pumpkins.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
I did that the other day.
That is so hard. You need a lot of like upper body strength. Or at least for me, because I try to carve that and the knife literally got stuck. And I was like, I can't do this. Like, I need a whole army to like help me do it, because I get so lazy with that. It's like one and done. And taking out the guts, I'm sorry, that's nasty.
I love that. Ew. Just reach in and grab.
Yeah, just pull it on out.
Mm-mm.
You don't like the feeling of it in your hand?
Absolutely not. I hate the smell. I hate what? Orange. No.
Wow.
Mm-mm. You know I'm a princess. Like, I hate that stuff. Like, I will give someone my design and they can do it and I'll watch them do it.
That's so
I will literally not do it. Like, I hate it. Especially pumpkin seeds. You guys like those?
My roommates cooked them the other day. I don't really, I'm not big on like seeds.
So there's a lot of stuff happening in Hampton this weekend, you know, for spooky season. And I actually know that Quinnipiac on October 29th is doing a Boomer Boo Bash. Doesn't that sound
a what?
Fun? So basically they're having food trucks, games, and music from 11 to 2. And they're just calling it a Boomer Boo Bash.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds good. I always like food.
Right.
Is Boomer going to be there?
I would assume so. I think he's going
to be.
He's going to be like decked out. In,
I need
like,
a Boomer appearance.
Things.
Yeah, is he going to dress up for Halloween?
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Oh, my God. He's probably going to wear like a witch hat or something. I think that would be so fun. But I also know that on October 28th, Playwright is hosting a Halloween costume party with prizes for best costume, which you have
oh,
to go to that.
I could easily win that. Right? I got to figure out which one's the best. But like, is it like group costumes or individual?
I think individual.
Okay. Yeah. I have to think about that. My group costumes could win, honestly. I got some mean. The Mario fits are going pretty heavy. So.
Oh, my gosh. Honestly, I could see you being Mario.
Oh, I had a mean Mario. I did like the whole jump thing too. I put it on the other day and I
no
I'm
way.
Pretty good. I got a pretty good Mario going.
Oh my gosh. So you were like a gamer growing up?
Oh, of course. Of course. I played a lot of Mario Bros.
That's so funny. And the day before Halloween, actually, the Rock and Roll Playhouse at Space Ballroom is hosting a concert for kids. Isn't that so cute?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Like for little kids?
Yeah. It's at 12 in the afternoon. So like, they're going to be awake for it, which yeah. is, you know, love. But yeah, there's so much happening around Hampton. So whether you like going out or staying in, you know, you can always find something to do. And I personally love that. What about you guys?
Oh, totally same. I mean, I like that there's a lot of things going on in Halloween. I wish I kind of got out and did more. I definitely went to the movies. I don't know if you guys saw, like, Barbarian was a pretty good horror movie. And I want to go see, I've been hearing a lot about this Terrifier 2. People say it's like the scariest movie ever. I have no idea what it's about. I just keep hearing about it. So kind of might go check that out. I didn't do a haunted house or anything like that this year, but I love those things like Scream Fest or like, I don't know. They have a different million different Scream Fest, mm-hmm. basically. Things like that. They're awesome. So I wish I hit another one of those, but the season's still the best.
No, the idea of like them having like a cute little like, what is it, like a
concert
for kids? That's so adorable. No. They get like dressed up.
Yeah.
That sounds like so much fun.
No, I love that.
Yeah, and I'd say that about does it for this episode of Conversations. Till the next time, I'm your spooky, scary host, co-host, Richie Tobin.
And I'm your other co-host, Jess Bridraj. It was so great having you on this episode, AV.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for listening. Stay tuned and hear from us just in a couple of weeks.